Today's Lenten reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, the 9th chapter, and I'm going to be reading from verse 28 down to verse 43a out of the Contemporary English Version. About 8 days later, Jesus took Peter, John, and James with him and went up on a mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed and his clothes became shining white. Suddenly, Moses and Elijah were there speaking with him. They appeared in heavenly glory and talked about all that Jesus' death in Jerusalem would mean. Peter and the other two disciples had been sound asleep. All at once they woke up and saw how glorious Jesus was. They also saw the two men who were with him. Moses and Elijah were about to leave when Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But Peter did not know what he was talking about. While Peter was still speaking, a shadow from a cloud passed over, and they were frightened as the cloud covered them. From the cloud, a voice spoke, "This is my chosen son. Listen to what he says." After the voice had spoken, Peter, John, and James saw only Jesus. For some time they kept quiet and did not say anything about what they had seen. The next day, Jesus and his 3 disciples came down from the mountain and were met by a large crowd. Just then someone in the crowd shouted, "Teacher, please do something for my son. He's my only child. A demon often attacks him and makes him scream. It shakes him until he foams at the mouth and it won't leave him until it has completely worn the boy out. I begged your disciples to force out the demon, but they couldn't do it." Jesus said to them, "You people are stubborn and don't have any faith. How much longer must I be with you? Why do I have to put up with you?" Then Jesus said to the man, "Bring your son to me." While the boy was being brought, the demon attacked him and made him shake all over. Jesus ordered the demon to stop. Then he healed the boy and gave him back to his father. Everyone was amazed at God's great power. Lord Jesus, as we listen to this wonderful account of your transfiguration and then, Lord, coming down the mountain and meeting this poor boy who was possessed by this demon, we are reminded, Lord, that we too fall into the same place that the disciples were. That we too have these lofty moments when we realize how glorious you are, how powerful, how magnificent, and the wonderful things that you do in our lives that are mountaintop experiences. And we try to hold on to them, immortalize them, like Peter wanted to do, Lord. But we also recognize, Lord, that most of our world is lived in the valley, in the midst of difficulties, trials, tribulations, the attacks of Satan. Help us, Lord, to be mindful that even in the valley, your power, your love, your compassion is available to us, and that we can have victory in your name in these situations as well. Help us, Lord, in the valleys that we pass through in our own lives. In your name, Lord Jesus, as always we pray.